Hello and welcome to the iWave podcast, the Wavecast, where once a month we bring you fellow nonprofit leaders, fundraisers, and prospect development professionals together to share with you a brief moment of inspiration and motivation. Our dream here is that you spend 10 to 15 minutes in your day to enjoy a cup of coffee or a quiet moment or whatever is meaningful to you to get inspired and feel like you're part of a community of great people like you doing really, really important work. I'm your host, Clay Buck. I'm the lead fundraising coach with iWave and founder of TCB Fundraising, and I'm thrilled that you're here. Thank you for making time for us today. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Wavecast, the podcast here from iWave. This is Clay Buck, lead fundraising coach, thrilled to be with you today, and very excited and very grateful to be talking with Liz Regman. If you have been in the world of prospect development or prospect research for any length of time, you know Liz, you know of Liz. I, of course, first met her on Twitter, and we have, I don't know, feels like we've known each other forever now. And I actually think this is the first that we've actually spoken directly one-on-one, not in a group meeting or online. Liz, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time today. Give us just a little background about you and what you're doing now and where folks can find you or learn from you.
For sure. Well, thank you, Clay, for the wonderful introduction. Yes, I have started an amazing adventure of working on my own, helping organizations optimize their fundraising operations for sane sustainability, scalability, and transformational fundraising. For me, I believe operations is the nerve center or the foundation of any great fundraising organization. And it allows fundraisers to do what they do best, which is engage and inspire donors to make investments in the great causes that we work for. And I'm looking in my new consultancy company, Liz Regman & Co., to support as many organizations as I possibly can to get their sort of their operational house in order. And so folks can find me on my website, www.LizRegman.co.
That's fantastic. Good for you. Congratulations on the new venture. And thank you for championing that work. As you know, I'm a big believer in that quote. And forgive me, I can't remember who said it, but you rise and fall to the level of your systems. Right?
Yes.
So, you know, bravo you for championing that. As you're, you know, and you said, right, to help and encourage fundraisers and nonprofits to inspire donors. I love that that's the way that you framed it. And that's what we're all about here on the Wavecast, is inspiration and motivation. So I'll ask you, what motivates and inspires you? And what would you say to our friends and colleagues today as they're having a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or whatever it may be and taking a moment to listen in? What would you say to them to encourage, inspire them in the great work that they do?
For sure. So I'll start off with what motivates me, what gives me joy. And I'm going to give a little shout out to my good friend, Janice Cunning, who is a coach and who is a former prospect development professional. So she gets it. And she and I worked together many, many years ago, understanding what my values are. And the one value that I keep coming back to time and time again is being a knowledge connector. And so that's what brings me joy, motivates me to get out of bed every morning. It's a wonderful value in the context of the different ways that it can be applied. It can be about connecting two individuals who have similar subject matter expertise, and so who will understand each other and bringing them together. It could be about connecting somebody who maybe is newer to the fundraising industry, to the fundraising profession, with someone who's a seasoned fundraiser and, you know, providing a learning or mentoring opportunity. It could be helping someone who has a challenge, a problem, and then to figure out that solution. It could be doing wonderful webinars like the one I'm doing with iWave upcoming in April on documentation, talking about operational excellence. That's one of the key pieces of it. And it could also just be just sharing articles, podcasts, writing, or just like having that cup of coffee at, you know, the local fundraising conference and chit-chatting. So that's my motivation. I think in terms of what I could suggest to try and inspire others, one of the ways that I approach operations and work in general is the concept of hashtag tiny gains. And it's the idea of you're never going to be able to boil the ocean. So like, don't try. Start with just one little drop and then go on to the next drop and go on to the next drop. We are so busy in fundraising. We are galloping from like meeting to meeting, proposals, stewardship plans, meeting with donors, events. And we never, like, we always feel like we never have enough time. And so instead of trying to do it all, just do one tiny thing, a tiny gain. And, you know, you build up all those tiny gains and suddenly you have beautiful systems in place. Suddenly your event is running flawlessly. Suddenly you're securing $1 million donation. So hashtag tiny gains.
Tiny gains. I love it. I'm stealing it. I'm borrowing it. I'm living it. I'm thinking of, you know, the annual budget, right? Fiscal year changes over and you have, you know, slid into the finish line. You're hot, you're tired, you're worn out. And you walk in on the first day of the new fiscal year and you're at zero again. Yeah. And that can be kind of demotivating daunting. And that can be daunting and that can be hard. But at this, if you look at it from this lens of tiny gains, that's exactly how we get to the goal, isn't it? Yeah. Whether you're raising $30 million a year or $3,000 or $300,000 or whatever it is, we start at zero and it's every gift, every donor, every step, every conversation. And it is hard sometimes when you're looking at those whole goals, not to just keep what's in front of you, do it well. That is beautiful. I love that. I'm putting you on the spot here, but what's the tiny gain you're working on right now? What's the thing that you're kind of looking at going, you know, if I can do this or, you know, focus on this as opposed to trying to boil the ocean?
So one of the things I'm currently doing with one organization is, you know, we have some wonderful processes in place. They've been documented. They've been reviewed on an annual basis, but they're still scattered everywhere. There still isn't sort of an understanding of like, what do we all have? Where is it, you know, we can find it? Has everybody been communicated that needs to be communicated? It, like that whole sort of like, and it can be very overwhelming, like when you have 50 process documents or 13 process documents. And like, so what do you do? You know, like, where do you start? And so literally like the tiny gain there is just, you know, the first tiny gain is just run an inventory. Document the inventory. Don't try and update them. Nope. Don't try and like move them all to one place. Don't try and like, no. Just do the inventory. And then once that happens, then you can move on to the next step. And like, it's just like one step in front of the other. And, you know, by the end of the quarter, you will have something like a something beautiful that is very usable, that, you know, has, you know, great, you know, everyone in the organization understands it, where it is, why it's, why you're doing it, why the, what the purpose is. But to get there, it's one step at a time, one tiny gain.
That's great. That is perfect. And I love too that you talk about systems and tiny gains in context of coming out of values. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I am very fortunate to teach strategic planning in the Masters of Public Administration program at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And anybody who teaches, trains, right, knows this. You learn more from your students than you actually teach them. You know this as an educator trainer and connector of knowledge. And there was one semester where my students were really struggling with the start of the strategic planning process and talking about values and how values inform, right, what your overall strategic plan is going to accomplish and so forth. And they came at me one, and they brought their research, their graduate students is expected to, they brought their research. But they came at me in one class and went, look, Values have to drive this. And if you're if you aren't living the values, and the values aren't underpinning everything you do in the strategic planning process, then there is no point in planning. And I went, wow, yeah. And it was just beautiful. And so they said, you know, our belief in what we have researched is that you really have to invest in knowing what your values are and living them before you can identify those huge overarching goals. So it just,
wow.
Values is everything. I agree with you. You've heard me say it. Seth Godin says we're living and working in a connection economy. And being a knowledge connector and being inspired by motivated by that and whatever knowledge means, right? And however you connect people to it. That's fantastic. Liz, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for your inspiration. Thank you for everything that you do for the sector and for having been an inspiration and a motivator to me. I will acknowledge that Liz sent me an email not too long ago that prompted me into some reflection and action that needed to be taken. And I appreciated that. So be that connector for others. As always, we are here to champion you, fundraisers, prospect development professionals, whatever your role is in the nonprofit fundraising world, or even if you're not, and you're just piping in and listening to us, know that you are valued and needed and important. And the work that you do is absolutely critical. And we value you. And thank you for what you're doing. Liz, thank you.
Thank you, Clay. I appreciated so much the conversation, and I'm looking forward to continuing it on.
Likewise. Thanks, everybody. Take care.